I want to talk a little bit about Toronto, what they've done. And my question centers around, are they really in a position to make a deep October run? Because in many ways, I believe, given the prospects that they have given up, starting with, by the way, the Josh Donaldson deal in the offseason, which I love in and of itself, they really have put the future of the franchise and its winning, you know, ability at risk. So you've got Tulo coming in, Troy Tulowitzki, who was, you know, in and of itself, again, it's hard to argue with any one of these acquisitions because Tulo is one of the top hitters in the game when he's healthy. However, if you look at Tulo over Jose Reyes, you're going to see perhaps a win, maybe two wins at the most for the balance of this year. And yes, you do have him going forward, but you've also got to absorb Tulo's contract, which in the out years could very well be. In fact, I would expect it to be a bit of a liability. You've also got Price, who's a short-term rental just for the balance of this year, but you've given up yet additional prospects. And then you add the Ben Revere trade and the Mark Lowe trade, or acquisitions, I should say. And essentially, they have traded the Toronto Blue Jays 14 prospects, some of which were among their top talent. There's a couple of prospects that they've traded, including the pitcher Norris, who have slated into the teams that acquired them as their number one prospect in their organization. So, you know, I just think that they've really gone for broke. And I just don't know if it's, you know, if it's a prudent thing to do or if it's realistic to essentially put the mortgage money into the middle of the table here and gamble it on essentially a lottery ticket to win a championship or even make a deep run into October. And a lot of this has to do with, you know, some of the analysis that I've done around the financial impact of reaching the postseason. And one of the things that you have to realize with this second wild card in existence for the last 3 years, it has completely changed the financial landscape and the definition of what the postseason is. If you look at the wild card, it has actually not only, of course, added a second wild card, but it's devalued the first wild card. Well, why? Because the first wild card used to be a ticket into the first round of the playoffs. Now it's a ticket into a play-in game, which is arguably a 50-50 shot at getting into the first postseason series, which is what fans are viewing as the real postseason. If you look at the six teams who have lost wild card games since 2012 when the wild card came into being, the Rangers and the Braves in 12, the two Ohio teams, the Indians and the Reds in 2013 were wild card losers, and last year, Oakland and Pittsburgh, there is little evidence that getting to the wild card game and losing is truly viewed as a postseason appearance by your fan base. And the reason that's important is because one of the reasons why teams strive for the postseason is that there's a pot of gold that opens up as fans reach deeper into their pocket to pay more for tickets, to buy more merchandise, sponsorship rates go up for team sponsors, even broadcast ratings tend to soar when a team is in the postseason. So yes, there's lots of financial justification, even if you don't win a championship, to really go for the postseason. The problem is that in the second wild card era, it's not clear that either of the two wild card positions is truly viewed as the postseason unless you win the wild card game. So basically, it looks like here, because I don't believe Toronto can really, given where they are, play to win the division, and I could be wrong about that, but if they're really playing just to get into the playoffs, they're playing for a 50-50 chance to actually be considered a postseason team. And in doing so, they're depleting their farm system substantially. And I think that's a dramatic move, a bold one, admittedly, by Alex Anthopoulos. I don't frankly think it's a high probability move. And of course, you take gambles, but you don't take gambles with the entire pot of riches you have, which is the guts of your farm system.